Barnes Wash, Repair, and Parts is in the same location it's always been for more than half a century, on Grant Street in Gary, Indiana. And on most days, you can find Tom Barnes there, helping customers find belts, hoses, and other parts in this dusty old store.
But that belt sure looks worn out.
It worn out real
worn.
The business was started by Tom Barnes' father 70 years ago. It's where Barnes worked before heading to law school. Today, Barnes is helping a young customer with finding a new belt for his dryer.
The way that looks, it looks to me like you had that belt upside down. Because you don't wear a belt like out like that.
Barnes likes to keep up with politics, and he's been watching Donald Trump. Trump has been nearly everywhere in Indiana trying to secure votes. He hasn't visited Gary, but he did 20 years ago, and Barnes had a front row seat for that. Back then, he was the mayor of Gary.
Matter of fact, right down the street here on Grant at a restaurant, we had had a dinner meeting.
Trump came to Gary in hopes of landing one of two casino licenses when gaming first became legal in Indiana. Barnes recalls Trump initially didn't think gaming would work in Gary.
His first comments that I'm aware of, gaming in Gary, you know, he said, that's a bad idea.
Trump soon changed his tune and opened his casino boat in June 1996 right on Lake Michigan at Buffington Harbor. And Trump didn't stop at just poker, blackjack, and slot machines. In 2001 and 2002, he brought his nationally televised Miss USA pageant to Gary.
From the Genesis Center in Gary, Indiana, it's Miss USA 2002.
In 2006, Trump got out of Gary. That disinvestment left former Mayor Barnes a little sore, and he's certainly not a Trump supporter even today.
I think Gary did a whole lot more for Trump than he did for Gary.
But those in the wealthier and wider suburbs surrounding Gary, Trump's popularity is surging, like in the town of Griffith, where Trump has a campaign office.
For what? For Friday? No, we need... No, it depends on what I...
People seem to be constantly coming and going, picking up yard signs. Volunteers look over a map as they decide where to knock on doors. Others are making calls. Volunteer Kathleen Walsh wasn't expecting this level of support for Trump.
As a Republican, I'm totally shocked and surprised at the support I see here, and especially in Griffith, because I think it's a Democratic town.
He's going to do much better in Indiana overall and much better in Northwest Indiana than what some of these polls suggest.
Marie Eisenstein is a political science professor at Indiana University Northwest in Gary.
Well, Northwest Indiana clearly leans Democrat. We do have the second largest number of registered Republicans outside of Marion County.
Marion County is the home of Indianapolis. Eisenstein says Trump's message of bringing steel jobs back to Northwest Indiana and getting tough on undocumented immigrants is resonating with those who usually stay away from primaries.
There are people who may lean Republican that vote in a general election that don't go out to primaries, and he's getting record number of turnouts. So people are enthused.
Bobby Knight, ladies and gentlemen, the great Bobby Knight.
That's Trump introducing former Indiana University basketball coach Bobby Knight, one of the state's most popular Hoosiers. While Trump got Knight's endorsement earlier this week, another one he wanted, that of Indiana Governor Mike Pence, he did not. Pence instead is throwing his support behind Texas Senator Ted Cruz. I'm Michael Puente.